You're listening to WMUK. I'm Earlene McMichael. History-making feminist Gloria Steinem speaks Friday night at Western Michigan University. Today, we bring you the second installment of my exclusive interview with the Ms. Magazine co-founder. What are some of the issues on the international stage that people ought to be concerned about as it regards women?
In a generalized way, violence against females worldwide is usually the greatest concern, whatever form it takes on the ground. For instance, now we are seeing in this country an expose, an understanding of sexual assault on campus, of incarcerated women who are forced to even give birth in prison. You know, we're seeing violence against women in one way here, in a different way in the Congo, and in yet a different way in countries like northern India and China, where female infants are discriminated against and done away with to such a degree that there is a huge son surplus and daughter deficit. But if you add up all of those forms of violence against females, it turns out that now, for the first time that we know of, there are fewer females on Earth than males. Fewer females on Earth than males. We don't think that's happened before.
The conversation turns to the upcoming presidential election and the fact that there's at least two female candidates running. Gloria Steinem has strong words for presidential candidate Carly Fiorina. She says Fiorina has only helped the cause for women in one way.
She shows that it's not about biology, it's about consciousness. You know, in the same way that an African-American candidate who stands against the issues and needs of the African-American community shows that it's not about race, it's about consciousness. Women are more than smart enough, I think, to see who represents them and who doesn't. But in a general way, it is a big step forward for women to be seen as possible candidates. There's something to be said for electing people who don't have their masculinity to prove, who have not been culturally rewarded for all of their lives for being at the top of a hierarchy.
That's interesting that you should mention that, because I remember reading somewhere in which you speak to the fact that women weren't raised with having to kind of prove their masculinity. And as a result, you wonder if perhaps maybe they may be better first line responders on the scene as police officers.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is a connection, a linkage that would help everyone if we made it. In a general way, across country, police officers' families have about four times the incidence of domestic violence compared to families in the population at large. All right, domestic violence is what I think of as a supremacy crime. It has there's no gain. You know, you're not making money or... You know, it's about being hooked on, being addicted to control, and that is the nature of racist crimes as well. They're supremacy crimes. So if we could look at our police force with an understanding of this connection and screen out men who have been violent or controlling in their households, or if not screen them out, perhaps help them get out of that state of mind, because, you know, we don't want to simply exclude people. We want to make it possible to change, but at least make this connection. I think we would clearly have fewer police officers who were acting in a racist way, or in a way that judges people economically.
As a practical matter, how would one go about screening that? Do you think people would be honest?
For one thing, can find out if there have been complaints, if not convictions, of domestic violence, or if there has been a restraining order against a particular person.
One more political question. I feel like I would be remiss if I don't ask a Donald Trump question. Why do you think that Donald Trump's message is resonating with a segment of America at this time?
There's one reason I think the political scene in general is at fault for his popularity, and that is that people tend to speak in organizationalese, not authentically. And because he is being authentically biased, you might say, you know, because he's saying blunt, personal things, he is a relief to some people who are tired of political talk. But other than that, it's mostly a function of publicity. Most, if you ask somebody on the street to name three or four of the Republican candidates, they probably couldn't. But everybody knows his name. So he reaches a certain amount of popularity simply on name recognition.
Gloria Steinem delivers a free presentation at 7:30 p.m. Friday, November 6, at Miller Auditorium at Western Michigan University. For more details and a longer version of this interview, visit WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.